Our sermon focuses on God's immutability, meaning he does not change. And for that, we're going to look at two scriptures. The first one is James 1, verses 16 through 17.
我们今天要讲的题目是关于上帝永不改变的这个属性。关于这个属性，我们今天要用两段经文来看，一段是在雅各书一章十六节到十七节，另外一个是希伯来书第六章十三到二十节。
The word of God says in James 1, 16 and 17 these words, Do not be deceived, my brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change.
雅各书第一章十六到十七节说，我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Our second scripture reading comes from the book of Hebrews, just one book before James. It's Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 20.
我们第二段经文来自希伯来书第六章，也是在雅各书的前一章，前一本书，在第六章第十三到二十节。
For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, Surely I will bless you and multiply you. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and in all their disputes an oath is final for confirmation. And so when God desired to show more convincingly to the hearts of the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
希伯来书第六章十三到二十节，当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大的可以指着启示的，就指着自己启示说，论福，我必赐大福给你。论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。这样，亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。人都是指着比自己大的启示，而且以启示为实据，了结各样的争论。照样，神愿意为那些承受应许的人，格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有着指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。做先锋的耶稣既照着麦基洗德等次成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Well, the Greek philosopher Heraclitus once said, the only constant in life is change.
有位希腊哲学家叫做赫拉克利特，他曾经这样说过，生命中唯一不变的就是变。
And that is a truth that we might resonate with as human beings.
作为人，我们都会对这个真理有一种共鸣。
Change is inevitable to our world and to our own lives.
对我们的世界和对我们的生命，对我们生活来说，这个变化是永远无法避免的。
We experience change in our society when new politicians come into power.
当有个新的政治家兴起来的时候，我们就会经历社会上的各样的变化。
We see changes in our culture and different trends come and go.
我们会看到我们的文化不断地在改变。 不同的潮流来来去去的一直在 前浪推后浪推前浪。
We experience change in our own bodies, especially as we get older, and sometimes we don't like those changes.
随着我们的年龄的增长，我们身体也会发生变化，虽然有时候我们不喜欢这样子的变化。
In our world of change and decay, where the only constant in life seems to be change, we want to think today about our unchanging God.
那么在这个充满变化，然后在一个腐败的世界里面，这个生活中我们唯一不变的似乎是就是变化，所以我们要把我们的注意力集中在这个我们这位永不改变的上帝身上。
And our three points are this: God's unchanging nature, God's unchanging promises, and God's unchanging Savior.
那我们会讨论到三点。第一个是上帝不变的本质，他的本性。第二个是上帝不变的应许。第三个是我们有一位上帝永远不变的救主。
And we see first God's unchanging nature in James 1 verses 16 and 17.
那我们在雅各书第一章第十六到十七节看到上帝是怎么样一位永远不变的上帝。
James calls the Father of lights, which is a unique title for God in the New Testament.
那雅各书在这里，雅各在这里称上帝他用了众光之父这个头衔来称呼上帝，那这是上帝一个独特的一个名称。
The title Father of Lights highlights how God is the source of his very good creation, including the sun and the moon and the stars.
众光之父这个头衔突出了上帝是我们这个塑造界一个非常美好的塑造界 的源头，包括这个塑造界里面包括太阳、月亮、星星，它是耶稣上帝就是这位众光之父。
Around us in the world we see changes in day and night and changes in the seasons because of the sun.
而我们在因为有阳光的有太阳的关系，所以我们会看到我们这个世界里面会有白天和黑夜的这个变化，还有季节的变化。
But James says, in God's being, there is no variation or shadow due to change.
但是在上帝存有里面，并没有因为任何变化会产生变动，或者是会有影子。
And one great analogy for God's unchanging nature that King David provides in the Old Testament is that God is like a rock.
那关于上帝不变的这个本质里面，大卫王为我们提供了一个非常伟大的比喻，就是磐石或者岩石的比喻。
If you know King David's story, you might know that he was often on the run because of persecution.
如果你们了解大卫王的故事的话，你会知道他在他早期的年岁里面，经常因为受到迫害而到处逃亡。
And when he fled from people like Saul, he sometimes took refuge within the rock.
而他在逃离像扫罗这样对他的迫害的时候，他有时候会躲在这个岩石里面。
And from inside a cave, David wrote this in 2 Samuel 22.
那在这个岩洞里面，他会用他会提到在撒母耳记下第二十二章那里面说到这样的话。
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge.
那里说到耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，是我的避难所。
And again he says, for who is God but the Lord, and who is a rock except our God?
然后他又接着说，除了耶和华，谁是神呢？除了我们的神，谁是磐石呢？
David identifies God as his mighty fortress, his protector, his stability in the midst of his unstable life.
那大卫认定上帝是他大能的山寨，是他的保护者，在他颠沛流离的生活当中是他稳固的一个来源，这也是我们的安慰。
And this is our comfort as well as Christians.
那这也是我们基督徒的安慰。
Empires around us rise and fall, and friends in our lives come and go.
帝国会有兴衰起落，我们的朋友也是来来去去的。
But God is the only one in our life who is truly stable.
但是在我们的生命当中，对我们来说，上帝是唯一那位永远不变的。
He is the only rock that we can build our lives upon.
我们能够把我们的生命建造在这个永远不变的磐石上。
And we learn as well that God is also unchanging in His will or in His purposes.
那我们也看到上帝的旨意是永不变的，或者是他的计划、他的目的是永远不变的。
Psalm 33 verse 1 says, "The counsel of the Lord will stand forever."
啊，诗篇第三十三篇第十一节说，耶和华的筹算必永远立定。
God's will flows from His faithful character.
那上帝的旨意来源是什么呢？就是他永远信实的这个品格。
No forces outside of God can cause Him to change what He has determined will come to pass.
那么在上帝之外，没有任何的势力能够使他改变他决心要实现的目标。
But at this point, you might be thinking, what about those Bible texts where it seems like God changes His mind?
关于这一点，你可能会想，哪些不是上有些经文说上帝改变心意了吗？那我们怎么看这些经文呢？
For example, God told the prophet Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach this message. In 40 days, Nineveh will perish.
比如说上帝曾经叫约拿这位先知去尼尼微宣告这样的信息，就是再等40天，尼尼微必定要倾覆。
But then the Ninevites repented and God brought them salvation. So did God change His mind?
但是后来尼人悔改了，所以上帝就给他们带来救恩。那上帝是不是在这件事情上有改变了呢？
Two things to say about this.
那关于这件事情，我们也难免要说。
First, because the distance between God and man is so great, He often has to communicate to us in ways that we can understand.
首先第一件事情，由于上帝与人之间有如此遥远的距离，所以为了要向我们表达上帝他自己要向我们表达一些信息，他就用一种诅咒的语言来教导我们认识他。
A little over a month ago, we welcomed a new baby boy into our family.
一个多月前，我们刚刚生下一个新生的小男孩。
And when you're talking to a little baby, you can't use long, sophisticated words. You have to speak baby talk.
那对于一个才刚刚出生的小孩子，你要跟他说话，你不可能用一些成人的词汇来跟他说话。所以你只能用一些儿语，这个儿童的用语来，婴儿的 baby 的用语来跟他说话。
In Scripture, God stoops down to us as His creatures, and He speaks in a way that we could understand in the Bible.
在圣经里面，上帝是对我们用一种受造物的这种帮我们受造物，所以他是用一种俯身屈就的方式来对我们说话，用我们能够理解的方式跟我们交谈。
And the analogies that God uses for Himself in the Bible teach us something true about His character.
那上帝是用一些比喻来帮助我们上帝的一些属性。
When God says that He regrets something, He's using language that we could understand so that we know how He relates to His people.
所以上帝经文会说上帝他后悔或者他懊悔。他是用一种我们能够明白的话 来表明他是怎么样跟我们打交道的。
But we also learn from the Bible that God is not a man, and therefore He doesn't change His mind.
不过圣经也让我们知道，虽然上帝是这样子辅救我们的，但是圣经告诉我们，他不是像我们一样，他会随时改变主意的这样的人。
Second, when we see those texts where it seems like God changes His mind, we want to distinguish between God's revealed will and His secret will.
那在看这些经文的时候，我们脑筋里面要有一个区分，就是圣经告诉我们上帝有所谓的显明的旨意，还有他隐秘的旨意。
Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us." And to our children forever, that we may do all the words of His law.
那我们在生命记29章29节可以看到这样的区分，那里说隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们上帝的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
The secret things refer to God's sovereign will, which is hidden from creatures like us.
隐秘的事指的是上帝他的永恒的主权的旨意啊，对于我们这些受造物来说，他们是隐藏的。
But God's revealed will is His word, where He tells us what He will do and how He will act if we pray, if we intercede, if we seek His face.
那所谓的显明的旨意，就是我们在他的圣经的当中所看到的。在前面的实例里面他会告诉我们我们该做些什么，或者是当我们祈求代祷来宣讲他话语的时候，来寻求他的面的时候，他会如何回应我们。
And so we see that God is involved with this creation without being overcome by it.
所以我们看到上帝与他的受造物打交道的时候，他自己的存在并不会受到这些受造物的打扰。
And even in His judgments, God is free to show compassion to His people.
即使在他对我们的审判当中，他仍然可以很自由地对他的子民显出他的怜悯。
God says in Hosea 11 verse 9, I will not execute my burning anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath.
上帝在何西阿书第十一章第九节那里说到，我必不发猛烈的怒气，也不再毁灭以法莲，因我是神并非世人，是你们中间的圣者，我必不在怒中临到你们。
Well, how does God's unchangeable nature relate to us? We want to look secondly at God's unchanging promise.
那么上帝不变的本质跟我们有什么关联呢？我们要看第二点，上帝不变的应许。
See, God's unchanging character is good news for us because we live in a world of letdowns.
那上帝他不变的品格对我们来说是好消息，是因为我们活在这样的一个充满挫折的世界里面。
Maybe you've been let down in your life by a relationship, or by a job, or by a friend, or by a parent.
或许你对一段关系你的工作，你的朋友，或者对你甚至对你的父母曾经感到失望。
Lots of things in our life can let us down, and we are also people who let others down.
我们的生活中总是充满很多事情会让我们失望的，而且我们也总是让其他人失望。
Sometimes we fail to keep our word.
有时候我们没有办法遵守我们自己说过的话。
But sometimes our change of plans is outside of our control. We get sick, or maybe something happens with the weather to hinder our plans.
有时候这个我们要改变我们计划是超乎我们能够控制的。譬如说我们会生病，或者说这个天气变得不好了，或者有一些事情是我们无法掌控的事情发生了。
Well, in our world of letdowns, how do we know that God won't let His people down?
那么在这个总是令人失望的世界里面，我们怎么知道上帝不会让他的百姓失望呢？
This is what Hebrews chapter 6 addresses for us.
那就是希伯来书第六章要替我们解决的问题。
Here in Hebrews 6, we're reminded of God's original promise that He made to Abraham in Genesis 15.
希伯来书第六章让我们想起了上帝在创世纪第十五章里面对亚伯拉罕所做的最初的应许。
Remember, Abraham was called to a life of faith to leave his homeland and to set out to a land that God would give him.
那时候亚伯拉罕他蒙召要过一个信心的生活，就是上帝要他离开他的本族本乡，出发到上帝去赐给他的土地上。
And God also promised Abraham that he would have offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven.
上帝还应许他会有像天上的星星一样多的后裔。
But we see Abraham press on for many years without any children and with no home in the promised land.
但是我们看到亚伯拉罕，他虽然一直没有孩子，在应许之地也没有固定的住处，但是他仍然坚持的往这条路上走。
Abraham probably wondered at many points of his life, God, are you letting me down?
那亚伯拉罕有时候他可能会觉得，上帝啊，你是不是让我失望了呢？
In order to guarantee his promise to Abraham, we see the Lord go through this covenant ceremony and he swears an oath to Abraham.
那为了保证 上帝对亚伯拉罕应许，他是确实的。所以我们看到上帝在创世纪十五章展开了这个立约的仪式。
An oath is a solemn pledge that has consequences if you fail to keep that word.
那在这个立约仪式里面，他向亚伯拉罕起誓。那誓言是什么？是一个庄严的保证。
But why does God choose to swear an oath?
那上帝为什么要选择要用启示的方式来证明他的信实呢？
We swear oaths as human beings because we can at times be untrustworthy.
我们启示是因为我们有可能是别人不认为我们值得信赖。
God doesn't need extra motivation to keep His word, but in order to show us the certainty of His promise, He swears an oath.
但是上帝其实是不需要额外的动机来遵守他的圣言的。不过为了让我们看到他应许，他的应许是确定的，所以上帝就加上了这个誓言。
In verse 17, we see God Himself going the extra mile and raising His right hand, as it were, to swear an oath that He will be faithful.
那么我们在第十七节看到上帝陪我们多走了一里路，就是他举起他的右手，启示说他会是信实的。
And who does God swear by?
那么在这里上帝是向谁起誓呢？
We usually swear by people or things that are greater than us.
通常我们会向一个比我们自己更重要的、更伟大的人来起誓。
But since there is no one greater than God, he swears by himself.
但是因为没有人比上帝更伟大，所以上帝就以自己来起誓。
And in so doing, he puts his own character and dignity on the line for our sakes.
为了我们缘故，他就把自己的尊严和他的品格就暂时摆在一边。
How does this relate to the history of God's covenant people?
那这个跟上帝赐约子民的历史有什么关系呢？
Well, we see in the Bible that even when God's people were faithless, he remained faithful.
因为在救赎历史里面，我们看到即使让上帝的子民他们缺乏信心的时候，上帝仍然是信实的。
In the book of Malachi especially we see this truth.
那特别在马拉基书里面，我们看到了这样的一个惊人的事实。
In the days of Malachi the covenant people were living apathetic lives before God.
那在马拉基的时代，人们在他们的立约的主面前过着一种麻木不仁的生活。
They were robbing God of their tithes and giving Him lame sacrifices.
他们抢夺上帝的十一的奉献，而且向他献上一些蹩脚的礼物。
And they were saying in their hearts, "It is a burden to worship the Lord."
而且在他们心里说，敬拜上帝是一种对他们讲是一种很重的负担。
So they should have been cast off because of their sin.
由于他们的罪，他们本来是应该被赶出这个应许之地的。
But because of God's original gospel promise made to Abraham, he would not let his people go.
但由于上帝起初对亚伯拉罕的所做的福音的应许，他并不会马上就放手。
God says in Malachi 3 verse 6, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob,are not consumed."
马拉基书三章第六节说，因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子也没有灭亡。
The people of God had a long history of breaking God's covenant, and in their sin we see ourselves.
那我们从以色列历史里面一直看到以色列民一直在违背上帝的圣约，但是在他们的罪恶里面，其实也看到我们自己的缩影。
But the people of God were not ultimately consumed, ultimately because of who God is.
我们最终上帝的子民，没有因为上帝的本性而没有被灭绝，完全都是因为上帝的恩典。
We learn here that we are preserved in the faith not because of who we are by nature, but because of who God is by nature.
所以我们在这里看到的是，我们作为上帝的子民能够被保存下来。不是因为我们有什么好，不是因为我们的本性，而是由于上帝的本性。
Christian assurance is rooted in God's immutability, His unchanging character, and His unbreakable oath.
所以基督徒，我们的确据来自哪里呢？我们的确据是上帝，他是永不改变的。 这也是他，因为他永，他是一个永不改变的上帝，他的品格永不改变，他的誓言也是牢不可破的。
In order to show us that God was faithful to His word, Hebrews shows us how Jesus fulfilled these promises made to Abraham.
那我们知道，我们怎么知道上帝永远会忠于他的话呢？希伯来书告诉我们，上帝在创世纪十五章对亚伯拉罕所做的誓言，都是让耶稣基督灵完全应验的那个在十五章里面所起的誓。
And so we've seen God's unchanging being, we've seen God's unchanging promises, and now finally we see God's unchanging Savior.
所以我们先看到了上帝不变的品质本质，我们也看到了上帝不变的应许，接下来我们要看上帝永不改变的救主。
The book of Hebrews magnifies Jesus as our great high priest.
希伯来书特别把耶稣基督是我们的在大祭司这点特别的启示给我们。
And Hebrews 6 verse 20 says, He is our high priest forever.
希伯来书六章二十节说720 right?
6 verse 20, yes.
620希伯来书六章二十节说耶稣基督是我们永远的大祭司。
See, in the Old Testament, the priests were many in number, and they had to offer numerous sacrifices for themselves and for the people.
在旧约圣经里面，我们知道在旧约圣经里面，有很多的大祭司，他们常常要献上无数的祭物。
But Jesus offered himself once for all for our sins as the perfect and final sacrifice.
但是耶稣基督，他为我们的罪只一次献上自己，就成为完美的祭物。
And he is our permanent high priest in heaven who forever lives to pray for us.
他是我们在天上永远的大祭司，他长远活着替我们祈求。
And so if we have Jesus as our high priest, then we have a Savior who will never cast us out.
如果我们已经有耶稣基督做我们的大祭司，那我们就拥有一位永远不会抛弃我们的救主。
He will never stop praying for us, and He will never stop pleading on our behalf.
他永远也不会停止替我们祈求，而且他也永远不会停止代替我们来恳求。
God promised in Jeremiah 32 verse 40, I will make with them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from doing good to them.
耶利米书第32章40节那里应许我们，上帝说我要与他们立永远的约，必随着他们施恩，并不离开他们。
Jesus Christ, who is our elder brother, our mediator, and our advocate, remains the same forever.
耶稣基督是我们的长兄，他是我们的中保，也是我们的辩护者，他是永远不变的。
Hebrews 13:7 says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
希伯来书十三章九节说，因为他昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
And this is why he's called in our text in verse 19 of chapter 6, he's called an anchor for our souls.
这就是为什么在希伯来书第六章十九节我们今天经文里面，耶稣基督被称为我们灵魂的锚。
For 3 months, I had the opportunity to serve a short-term mission trip in Greece.
那在有三个月时间，我有一次在希腊做一些短宣的服事。
I worked with a local Christian ministry that held week-long summer camps just off the coast for families and for their kids.
我和当地的有一个基督教的施工合作，在海边为一些家庭、为一些孩童举办为期一周的夏令营。
All of the supplies for the camp had to come in by boat.
营地所有的物资都必须靠着船运送到这里来。
And when on the boat, I often had to throw down the anchor as we got close to the shore to hold the boat steady.
所以在船上的时候，我常常需要把那个船锚给抛下去，好叫我们在靠近海岸的时候，那个船身会稳住。
As you know, anchors provide a level of security and also stability.
所以你们知道锚会给我们提供一个安全的保障，一个固定的一个地方。
But the thing about an anchor is that you can't always see them when they're down there in the water.
但是锚，你知道他们的问题是，你常常看不到这个锚的，因为他们是藏在这个海里面、水里面的。
But you know that the anchor is working well because you could feel it holding the boat steady and secure when the water's moving around you.
但是虽然我们看不到这个锚，但是我们知道他们正在发挥作用。因为当你看到海水在你旁边在那边一直在流动一直在流动的时候，但是你能感觉得到那个锚是咬着那个海底的，船身才能保持稳定。
Well beloved, we live in a world that is constantly moving like unstable water.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们就生活在这样的一个非常不稳定的海水一样的世界，不断在飘动的这样的世界里面。
And if we have no spiritual anchor, we will be moved by all the changing circumstances of our lives.
但是如果我们没有那个灵魂的锚，我们就会像那个船身一样，没有锚的船，会被人的意见，会被我们生活的环境一直在动摇，左右摇摆。
But if we belong to Jesus, we have an anchor for our souls who will keep our lives steady.
但是如果我们是属于耶稣的，我们的灵魂就有了锚，它会使我们的生命保持稳定。
And unlike anchors on earth that go down into the water, our Christian anchor is up in the heavens at the right hand of God.
但是我们基督徒的锚跟地上的锚不一样，因为地上的锚是往下延伸到那个地里面的，但是我们基督徒的灵魂的锚是往上，在天上的，在天父右边的耶稣基督。
Although you can't see him right now, Christ is an immovable anchor in heaven for us.
虽然我们眼睛看不到他，但是基督现在就在那天上，那永不动，就在天上，他是我们永不动摇的锚。
And he is pulling us through the storms of this life to the safe harbor of God's rest.
他正在牵拉着我们走过我们生命中的风暴，要抵达上帝安息的一个安全的海港。
And so even when our lives change, sometimes for the worst, may we know that we have an anchor for our souls in Christ.
所以即使我们的生活里面会有各样的变化，有时候这变化是非常糟糕的变化，但是我们因为我们能够知道我们的灵魂有一个锚。
He will never change in who he is for us as our high priest.
他永远不会改变他的身份，他是我们的高天的大祭司。
And his unchangeable promise to his church is this: Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
所以他对我们永不改变的应许就是，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。阿门。